Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who likes to join us on hour number three of our show every Friday. Mm-hmm. And so, Claire, what's the first thing you want to talk about?
Well, you've been talking about it as sort of a leitmotif through the 2 hours, and that's the demonization of Russia and the demonization of China.
Yes.
Yes. And so this article comes to us, I believe, from Reuters, and it talks about the U.S. financial markets going into convulsions, a disheartening economic data out of China, looming government shutdown, renewed fears about a no-deal Brexit, and Dow component, J&J's worst day in 16 years. Now, there is another thing that strategists can add to their list, citing a top-secret intelligence report. I'm sorry, this is NBC News, said today that the U.S. suspects that North Korea is still evading U.S. by secretly transferring oil at sea and that Russia and China are helping it. Now, I'd like some facts, please. I would like some serial numbers on those ships, where they were, because right now with the lamestream media, if they don't give me facts, I can't believe anything they say.
Nope.
And what I'm hearing in this rant is to try to get people to hate China and hate Russia when, Mike, there's no proof. There's nothing they've got. You know, just more demonization. Okay. And we got this from Global Research. Again, this is a resource I encourage you to use. You won't agree with every article, but they are very much more fact-centric than a lot of blogs out there. And we're seeing this happen. There's sort of a life cycle to nationhood.
Yes.
The beginning, the ascent, and then the descent.
The decay and the collapse.
Yeah.
I think we're at the collapse in this country.
Yeah, I think so too. And apparently, China is moving forward with its global infrastructure program, and the trade war tariffs have had little impact on isolating Beijing from its principal markets. Also, U.S. policy has increased China's role as a leading advocate of open trade against President Trump's protectionism. And trying to encircle and sanctioning Russia has only pushed Russia closer to Beijing. And the U.S. has increased its normal proxies in Latin America and Africa, but they all depend on trade and investment from China. China, this is particularly true of agro-mineral exports to China. Now, folks, this is the very scenario Mike and I have seen unfolding for years now. It's sort of like that archetypal dream when you can see two trains that are about to collide and you can't get word to anyone in time for this to stop. And what they're trying to do is pull the world back to a unipolar financial model where the U.S. dollar is basically the only or favored.
They want to drag the world back to Bretton Woods.
But right now, particularly for Russia and China, that answer neither works nor respects the reality of how much the fundamentals have changed with national trade building apparently happening in the countries in national currency, which are not the U.S. dollar. Now, Mike, I don't know about you, but I would suspect that this trend is going to continue.
Oh, there's no question about it. The rest of the world is tired of the U.S. bullying.
Yeah.
They're tired of the dollar's hegemonic domination of their own currencies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And basically, the U.S. government and financial system weaponized the dollar to use it to control other countries. Mm-hmm. And they're waking up and realizing that and saying, we have to just re-engineer the world to where the dollar just isn't a factor anymore.
Yeah, and they're doing it. For example, there's a Russian official who has added there were trade talks with India and Russia. And also, Russians are now working with Syrian companies to take part in joint projects to rebuild the war-torn country. And they're going to be signing an agreement that includes 10 extensive focus areas for recovery after the war.
Well, this is really going to anger the United States part of the way that money is made off of war is you'll go on in and you'll blow up a country and then you'll go back on in and you say, well, we're going to help you reconstruct. We will loan you all kinds of money and then you will come to American companies who will come in and rebuild your country.
Right.
Okay, so the United States, after 7 years of war in Syria, lost that prize because Syria is turning to Russia. You know, Russia's going to loan them the money. Russia's Russian companies are going to come on in. They're doing all of their business between the two nations in their own native currencies without the dollar. They've dropped the dollar. And so I'm sure this has to be angering a lot of the people who really thought war was a really good business, especially the after the war part, you know, where you recapture these countries in you know, in bank debt, and then enrich American corporations by getting the actual contracts. We're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And we're going to continue to see this. There's absolutely no question about it. And again, you almost have to wonder who's in charge of our foreign policy.
Now, obviously, I can tell you who. Benjamin Netanyahu.
And see, there's the problem, because Benjamin Netanyahu is not running America's foreign policy for the benefit of the United States of America or the American people.
Not
He's running it for the benefit of Israel. And if along the way the United States goes bankrupt or loses wars, Netanyahu could care less. He'll find some other nation to hop on and parasitize.
Yeah, it is very much, I would characterize it as a host parasite relationship.
Oh, very much
Until the host is dead, and before that time, they'll be jumping onto another host.
I imagine they've already got a list already picked out. You know, who to go to and suck on their veins after the United States goes dry.
Absolutely. And it is amazing how well you see Syria and Russia working together. The countries have reached 30 agreements on investment projects. And I'm going to bet you, Mike, none of those are going to be in the U.S. dollar.
Okay. There's a story breaking on Fox where they're claiming that U.S. military computers are now under attack by Chinese hackers.
Oh, yeah, right.
And again, real hackers route stuff through.
You won't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, you don't really know where it's coming from. This is more demonization of China. Be afraid of China. And remember that article we wrote a while back, the virtual 911, where the U.S. government itself could take down the internet, blame it on a foreign government as a pretext for war.
It's accelerating.
It is. It does feel like it's accelerating.
And it looks like it's accelerating against China, Russia, and Iran, you know. And, of course, Iran is primary on Netanyahu's to-do list for the Americans to get rid of the current government.
So Iran is also primary on the private central bankers list because it's one of the – it's the largest of the few remaining countries that don't have a private central bank.
Right. I'd like to hop on over to Iran right now. Apparently, because of geography and relationships with surrounding countries, Iran does, for all intents and purposes, control the Strait of Hormuz in the Middle East. And there is, as we probably know, a deployment of a carrier strike group led by USS John C. Stennis in the Persian Gulf. And there was an analyst who said, the Iranians aren't going to get that upset about this. But we have had statements from the Iranian government that it would block the Strait of Hormuz if there was any attempt by the U.S. to not allow things to go through it.
Well, basically, they're threatening to block the Strait of Hormuz if the United States increases any more sanctions.
Yeah.
The problem being that there is a central channel in the Strait of Hormuz that is considered international waters.
Right.
And again, nobody has any illusions that the Iranian Navy can stand up to the American Navy. So I wish Rouhani would kind of tone it down a little bit.
He does get rather what is the right word for this? Vitriolic, I think.
He does. Yeah. I mean, the only way that Iran could block the Strait of Hormuz is to find some really, really big ships and just sink them in that channel.
Yeah. Yeah. And, Rouhani made the statement that Iran would block the Persian Gulf in case the U.S. tried to prevent Iran from selling crude to its customers. And the big customers, of course, are China, India, Japan, and South Korea.
Who are, in fact, continuing to buy Iranian oil. And President Trump was actually forced to sign waivers because these countries really couldn't get their oil from anywhere else. This ties in with that strategic aspect of where the pipelines are and where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
And, sending oil by tanker is much more costly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this analyst Qadi mentioned that Iranian lawmakers and military spokespeople keep reiterating that the Islamic Republic is quite capable of defending itself. And the guy says, given the imbalance of power between Iran and the U.S., it's very unlikely that Iran will strike first. It would not be a good thing for Iran to do.
And again, Iran is not a warrior nation.
Yeah.
They have not initiated a war of conquest against another country in over 200 years, and certainly not since the 1979 Iranian Revolution.
Right. And the question Qadi is asking, with the latest batch of anti-Iranian sanctions imposed by Washington in November, and they thought that it was going to disrupt Iran's oil trade. However, the U.S. introduced waivers for 8 countries. Here we go. The usual suspects: China, India, South Korea, Japan, Italy, Greece, Taiwan, and Turkey. So what happens when the exemptions expire in 6 months and it still has not managed to crimp Iran down in terms of its economy, Mike?
Well, it's going to be very, very difficult. I mean, Japan is already expressing concern about what will happen when the waivers expire. As of right now, they're refusing to sign any more contracts with Iran for past that point.
Yeah.
But Donald Trump, using these waivers, basically shot his own threat down, where he said, we're going to shut Iran's oil output to zero.
Yep.
Obviously, that has not happened.
No, that hasn't. And in terms of the escalation of tension, this analyst also mentioned, come May 2019, unless the impasse is somehow resolved, it may not be just a cause for an escalation between America and Iran only, but also with China and possibly India, albeit unlikely a military one. You know, it's crazy out there.
It really is.
Absolutely crazy.
It really is.
Yeah. And there is a question also asked in Sputnik regarding the Iranian missile program and wondering if Europe is going to adopt the U.S. narrative on it, that they're being bad and terrible and whatever else. And in the beginning of this month, both Secretary of State Pompeo and German Daily Die Welt raised alarms over Tehran's missile program, with a media outlet claiming that Iran's rockets could reach Europe. I don't know. I don't know, Mike. But in the original P5 plus one, those ballistic missiles were never part of the deal, right?
No, they were never part of the deal here. And they're talking about Europe, but it's Israel that has really gone back to Trump and said, get out of the P5 plus one and don't do another deal unless Iran gets rid of the missiles that could reach from Iran to Israel.
Yeah.
And again, if Iran gives up their weapons of deterrence, they will be invaded.
Yeah.
Because that has been the pattern that the United States followed, first of all, with Iraq, where they said to Saddam, give up your chemical weapons. He never had nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
And we promise, you know, we'll give you security guarantees. And then as soon as Iraq had surrendered their chemical biological weapons under UN control, the U.S. goes on in and invades using 9/11 as an excuse. They did the same thing in Syria. They got Assad to surrender all of his chemical weapons in exchange for security guarantees. And then, Assad is gassing his own people, and went on in and attacked. So same thing with North Korea, same thing with Iran.
Yep.
And Iran knows it. Iran is smart enough Remember, these are the people who invented the game of chess.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they understand. They have a legitimate right to defend and deter against foreign invasion.
Yeah.
And the U.S. attitude right now is that no, you're not allowed to be able to fight back against us.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. government is trying to do to all of these nations like Iran what they're doing to the American people.
Yeah.
Strip them of all their arms so they can't defend themselves.
Yeah, I can see that. And the analyst ends with a very interesting question, and that is, the real question is, where will the EU stand vis-a-vis Iran, and whether or not it's going to adopt the American negative, Iran bad, then whether or not it's genuinely believed that Iran poses a military threat. I don't think so, Mike.
No, again, yeah. Iran is not an aggressor nation. That's mm-hmm. not been their history. But again, this is politics,
mm-hmm.
and the EU may be arm-twisted by the U.S. government
mm-hmm.
to basically say, yeah, we agree this is a bad thing.
Right,
yeah.
right. And let's bob on back to Israel for a second. Wonderful article in Zero Hedge. In Sheldon Adelson, far-right Israel hits the jackpot. And they describe President Trump's drive for the presidency a couple of years ago and called him maybe a risky bet, but for billionaire casino magnate Sheldon Adelson, the payoff has been spectacular. The 85-year-old and his wife Miriam gave $82 million to Republicans and candidate Trump in 2016, and within 2 years watched their man execute major addresses. Number one, to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv and withdrawing from the Iran nuclear deal. And I have to look at this and I have to say, well, it's got to be great to own a presidency, as apparently Mr. Adelson and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu do. And so here is what is on Tel Aviv's honey-do list for President Trump. Here's what it looks like. One, attack Iran and bring regime change to the country. Two, attack Lebanon and carve up bits around its Litani River, which is why the Israelis so desperately want to claim this area as its own, because it's wonderful water. Three, destabilize Syria and regime change Damascus. Mr. President, I don't know that you have been listening to us very much. Maybe some people around have been, but I need to offer you a polite word of caution here. Tel Aviv's regime wants all these conflicts to happen, but only at the cost of American blood and American money. Now, Mike, further on this, I would not be surprised if I were a betting woman, which I'm not. I will be very surprised if the draft will not be reinstated, maybe even shortly after the turn of the year, because the U.S. military at this point in its history doesn't have the troop strength, weaponry, manufacturing, or the money to engage successfully in these wars for resources, who controls them, and what currency these resources will be purchased with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of course, the reason they're holding off a draft
mm-hmm.
is because they know that will wake the American people up, like it did during Vietnam.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm kind of glad right now mm-hmm. that the cable TV channels are rerunning Steven Spielberg's movie, The Post,
mm-hmm.
which tells the story of a time when the Washington Post was really about the news.
Yeah.
And they published the Pentagon Papers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those who are
too young
enough to not know the story,
yeah.
There was an analyst named Daniel Ellsberg,
mm-hmm.
who realized there was this study commissioned by Robert McNamara
mm-hmm.
that concluded that the war was unwinnable years before it finally ended. And it was a shock to the American people that the U.S. government had continued sending our young people to die mm-hmm. in Vietnam just because they didn't want to admit failure.
And if any of you are around my age and you remember when you were in college, the kids you went to school with who left to go to war and never really came back all the way.
All right, we got to take a break for commercials.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And what is the next thing you want to talk about, Claire?
Well, color me just slightly optimistic here. There have been Yemen peace talks, and the current round has ended with a ceasefire agreement for Hodeidah, and this is great news. It is being described truce agreement victory for Yemeni nation by one of their chief negotiators, Mr. Abdusalam. And the Houthi movement says a ceasefire has been agreed upon between the warring sides in Yemen, and it's a victory because it will stop Saudi attacks on the strategic city of Hodeidah. Now, this gentleman, full name, is the Houthi chief negotiator, Mohammed Abdusalam, I hope I didn't butcher it, and he made the remarks in an interview with Al Masira TV shortly after the warring parties reached a ceasefire after days of UN brokered talks in Sweden. UN, you got this going. Thank you. Based on the deal, the existing local authorities will be officially in charge of controlling the city and establishing security there under the supervision of the UN. Now, both sides have agreed to withdraw troops from Hodeidah within 21 days. And apparently yesterday when these talks concluded, there was an agreement for more talks. Negotiation is the only way this is ever going to be solved, Mike.
Well, I would like to think so. Now, yeah. Another part of this deal is that it has opened up humanitarian aid corridors.
Yes.
So that the UN and other aid agencies can now start getting food in to the people of Yemen.
Yeah. Right?
Because the situation there is absolutely dire.
Oh, desperate.
Along with they're still dealing with a massive epidemic of what might have been weaponized cholera.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this one was definitely ugly. And I think what's going on here is that everybody looking at this realizes that what the Saudi Arabian government, aided by the U.S. government or working for the U.S. government, is doing is just flat out wrong. It is an atrocity. It's not really a war. It's just flat out conquest and genocide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's interesting because this deal appears to be very much like what was proposed by the UN and the Houthis in the first place. The Hadi government had previously rejected this plan and demanded that the Houthis disarm and surrender the city to them. So again, color me slightly optimistic here that peace can be given a chance to take hold, that people who are hurting and sick, and particularly kids, because as those of you know who read Mike's blog, I have no bad feeling about putting the worst of the images up there.
Yes.
And these pictures were taken by some very brave photographers, and bless them. And it breaks my heart, but it's got to go beyond breaking my heart, and it's got to go for a national discussion of why are we in this mess? You know, and there's no other way to call it but to say we're dealing with war crimes here, both Saudi and U.S.
No question.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, yesterday was a little anniversary. 10 years ago yesterday, Al Gore predicted North Pole would be completely ice-free in 5 years.
Way to go, Al.
Yeah. Talk about taking one's credibility and just right down to the ground. And this article referred to and characterized Al Gore in a way I loved. Junk scientist.
Yes. Well, he's had no scientific training.
No.
And he took some mandatory science courses in college and he got C's.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a climatologist. He's not an environmentalist. He's a politician.
Yeah.
Is basically what it is.
Yep. Yeah, and Gore made the prediction to a German audience on December 13th, 2008, and said, you know, the entire North polarized cap will disappear in 5 years. Al,
polarized.
Al, please. Yes.
The polarized cap.
Yes. Mm. Right. I don't know where he got that. But so much for Al Gore.
Yes.
As predicting.
And, again, there's an expectation that there will be another major blizzard hitting the United States on Christmas Day.
Oh, boy.
So better get your shopping wrapped up real quickly.
And get it out the door.
Get it out the door.
Yeah.
And if you are planning on traveling to be with family, you might want to think about going a couple of days early.
Yeah.
Or staying a couple of days late.
Yeah.
Assuming they're not going to chase you out of the house with a shotgun for talking politics on Christmas.
Yeah. But it's interesting. And he had so many people who swallowed the whole line, kit and caboodle.
Well, it was part of this plan, for the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to convince the people of planet Earth that we needed a single global government.
Mm-hmm.
And they had basically three pillars.
Yeah.
The first was human-caused global warming.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to let some global environmental authority determine how you will live your life.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was going to be a global pandemic requiring surrendering your sovereignty to a global health authority. They tried that one in 2009 with the When Pigs Fly flu. That one kind of fizzled.
Yes, I know.
And the third pillar is a global financial meltdown. That one does appear to be on the way.
Yes, definitely.
But most people are smart enough to realize that globalism caused the economic problems, and more globalism will not fix it. We've got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here again. And before we get back to the news, a little friendly reminder that all of the holiday bump music that you're hearing on this show was created by Claire. She made arrangements of some traditional and in some cases esoteric Christmas music.
Yes, I did.
For an album called Christmas Without Borders.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
You can buy the entire album or individual tracks over at iTunes. And there is a little ad in the middle of whatreallyhappened.com if you want to do that.
Yeah. It was a wonderful project, and I enjoyed doing it. I wanted people to feel the love and exultation of the Christmas spirit. And also, a lot of them are written as though people were going to get up and dance.
Yes, yeah. They're very good arrangements of these songs here.
Uh-huh.
And that one that was just playing, Carol of the Bells, has been the top seller. Over at iTunes. I think we've sold, what, 6 of them?
Well, I was told that it was my mother's favorite Christmas carol, and that was
it's a global favorite.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
plays with it. They do versions.
Yeah.
Okay, enough with the holiday frippery. We're
yes.
going to start getting emails from the liberals saying, you can't do Christmas. You're going to offend somebody. Well,
I don't offend anyone. If someone says Merry Christmas, I'll say it back.
Yep.
Happy Hanukkah, that too. Happy Kwanzaa,
Happy
whatever
Kwanzaa.
It is. You know, just to honor people in a loving and respectful way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, here's something else I wanted our readers and listeners to know about. There have been some very intense, they are described as intensive discussions, by Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu with his Indian counterpart in New Delhi. And they are signing agreements up a storm. And Shoigu discussed deepening defense ties and joint manufacturing projects with Nirmala Sitharaman at the 18th India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military Technical Cooperation. Whoa, that's a mouthful. IRIGC-MTC in the Indian capital. And what they're going to be doing is they're going to be doing joint manufacturing projects, including the Kamov 226. Mike, could you explain to our audience what that is?
The Kamov 226 helicopter, mm-hmm. Yep. I'm not actually familiar with it, mm-hmm. except it's military.
Okay.
But they're going to be building, joint building naval frigates, yeah. and project. Basically, the upshot of this is, mm-hmm. India is moving away from the United States and right. into the Russian sphere of influence. And yeah. we're seeing this start to happen all over the world. The yep. more bullying and threatening, and arrogant the United States government becomes, yeah. the more it is alienating our allies and sometimes allies around the world.
Yeah.
And definitely the center of power, both military, political, and economic, is shifting away from the United States, yeah. and it's moving over to Asia.
Mm-hmm. Remember that comment I made about nations having a life cycle?
Yes.
Yeah. And if there was ever a time in this country's history that we desperately needed a Department of Peace, it's right the heck now. President Trump, I'm volunteering. Just give me, I'll do it for free. Just give me two of the best analysts you possibly have so that we can come up with other, oh, yes, of course, dear.
Yes.
With other ways to achieve the U.S.'s geopolitical and economic objectives other than war, because right now...
Well, see, here's the problem.
Yeah.
Because of decades of government mismanagement, mm-hmm. The United States has backed itself into a corner, okay? We've allowed our manufacturing to decline. Mm-hmm. We don't make products other countries want to buy, certainly not at the elevated prices coming out of the U.S. economy.
Oh, no.
It used to be different. End of
yeah.
World War II.
Yeah.
The whole world came to the United States to buy what America was making because we made the best, mm-hmm. and it was worth spending the extra money to get that.
Mm-hmm.
We've allowed our agriculture to decline. The aqueducts in the western part of this country are only carrying one-third of the water they were designed to.
Mm-hmm.
So farmers' crops are being reduced, and then there's been that disastrous experiment with GMO, and other countries simply do not want it.
Yeah.
And so all the United States has left is to reconquer the world and get them to use the U.S. dollar
yep.
in exchange for a small fee.
Yeah, a little piece of the action.
And that's it. And, yeah, I do not think the United States, as it exists today, is going to last much longer. I'm frankly very amazed they've made it last this long.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be gone before now. And so... like the Jehovah's Witnesses, I refuse to make any more predictions about the end of the country.
yes, I hear you.
But to me, it's very obvious it's coming.
Yeah, definitely. And let's go over now to the economic news. Apparently, Johnson & Johnson tumbled after a report said it knew for decades its baby powder contained asbestos. Guys, what were
you thinking?
We're
talking about their stocks. The stocks sank 8% today.
Yeah.
Of course, it was a bad day for everybody on the stock market. But yeah, the real situation is here. Johnson & Johnson knew that these powders tested positively for traces of asbestos.
You don't put a person around asbestos. It's a bad combination.
That's right. It causes all kinds of mesothelioma, various other illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
And Johnson & Johnson apparently just took the attitude of, well, nobody will notice. It's not that mm-hmm. big a deal.
Yeah.
And we seem to see this behavior through American corporations time and again, whether it's Bayer knowingly selling HIV-tainted hemophilia medications to other countries.
Yeah.
Vaccine companies putting out vaccines that are may not be effective and in some cases harmful. And by the way, do you remember Lou Ferrigno? He was the original TV version of the Hulk. He's in the hospital now.
Yeah.
He had an adverse reaction to the pneumonia vaccine.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. Let's go to Google, which is, you know, that original statement they made, don't be evil. Well, apparently they have been.
Apparently they took that down.
Yes,
they
I know.
They took that motto down.
Yeah, but a little evil is coming out here. The popular author and creator of the Dilbert comic strip, Scott Adams, attacked tech giant Google in a recent Periscope live broadcast for labeling him as a Nazi? What in the world were these people thinking? And what happened? He called out Google in a recent live broadcast after the search engine appeared to return images of Adams photoshopped into Nazi clothing when searching for his name.
Well, you know, if you go to Google and you type in idiot, you still get a picture of Donald Trump.
No, thanks. Yes. Oh, and another good thing about our Google, which has decided to be definitely on the evil side.
And remember, when you're listening to this story, Google themselves are heavily liberal.
Oh, yeah.
But just pay attention to what's coming here.
Now, Google works with establishment conservative think tanks that argue against regulating the tech giant, one of which had its pro-Google opinions published in National Review, according to a new report. Now, audio recordings obtained by Wired reveal that Google cooperates with and funds a range, a smorgasbord of corporations and establishment conservatives in D.C. that help it fend off scrutiny and oversight from politicians. And the organizations named were, drumroll please, the American Enterprise Institute, the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and the Cato Institute. And apparently, they are funded to make sure that there isn't more regulation on Google or, Twitter or Facebook.
Well, I think in this case, it's specific to Google.
Yeah.
But I'm one of those people that thinks Google has become way too powerful. There was an article that came through today that said, intentional or not, Google is influencing elections in 25% of the world's countries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of power no private corporation should have.
I agree.
And again, all Congress would have to do is basically redefine these social media corporations away from being platforms as publishers, and then all kinds of existing law would come into play. But again, for all the money that they've got so far, things are not doing very well. Google has been, and Facebook and Twitter have been caught repeatedly cheating their own advertisers, artificially inflating the number of users.
Yeah.
And the new up and coming social media like DuckDuckGo, they're really taking off.
Yeah.
And I really do encourage all of our listeners, stop using Google, stop using Facebook, stop using Twitter. They are not your friend. They are there to brainwash you using your computer into accepting this liberal globalist agenda. And Thomas Jefferson said, the highest duty of any American citizen is to keep themselves fully informed so that they can make good choices. Well, if you're on Google, Facebook, or Twitter, you're not fully informed.
No.
You're being fed a steady diet of liberal propaganda. And we certainly saw that fully on display back in 2016.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it
no
was
doubt.
Constant attacks on Trump, constant attacks on Bernie Sanders. All hail her Empress Hillary the First. And they weren't very subtle about it at all.
No. No, they weren't. Also, related to computers, apparently the U.S. tech giant Cloudflare provides cybersecurity for at least seven terror groups, which are listed on the State Department's list of foreign terrorist organizations, including Al-Shabaab, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, Al-Quds, Brigades, and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, and Hamas, as well as the Taliban. And, Michael, why?
Well, I mean, Cloudflare's business is simply mm-hmm. to protect your servers from being hacked yeah. and attacked. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that Cloudflare has actually violated any laws. Mm-hmm. Apparently this next part is saying mm-hmm. in the United yeah. States, it's a crime to knowingly provide tangible or intangible material support, including communications equipment, mm-hmm. to a designated foreign terrorist organization mm-hmm. or provide service to an OFAC-sanctioned entity without special permission. And apparently Cloudflare is not authorized by OFAC to do business with these organizations. Apparently has been informed on multiple occasions going back to 2012 that it is shielding terrorist groups behind its network, and it continues to do so.
And why? The question to me is, why can this not be stopped?
I think the real question is, should it be stopped? Because okay. if you look, you know, it's very easy for a government to say, this is a terrorist group, that's mm-hmm. a terrorist group. We don't know that it's really true. Mm-hmm. Certainly the PLO mm-hmm. isn't a terrorist group. They're seeking Palestinian independence. Mm-hmm. And the people over at Cloudflare may be saying that we're not sure that these groups really are terrorists.
Okay.
And that they have as much right to security of their servers as anybody else. Mm-hmm. This may be the beginning of an attempt to, again, let's disarm the people we have designated as our enemy so that we can attack them.
Yes. Yeah. But I thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah. We've got to be mm-hmm. very careful about that terrorist
yes.
group label.
Yeah.
Because it gets thrown at our enemies mm-hmm. and... A good example, Israel is murdering Palestinians left and right, mm-hmm. but Hamas is designated the terror group.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you. Want to go on to Iran?
Before we do that, we have
okay.
a caller on the line.
All right.
And it's Art Off the Grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning, guys, or good afternoon, I should say, rather.
Good afternoon.
You were talking about Google.
Yes.
Now, granted, we all know who Glenn Beck is. Okay, a lot of people are going to go, oh, my God, Glenn Beck. But if you will actually listen to him, there are many times where his broadcasts are quite enlightening. One of the things
yes.
I like about him is some of the guests that he has on his broadcast. Well, mm-hmm. a few weeks ago, he had, I can't remember the fella's name, but this is a guy who's done a lot of research into internet algorithms.
Okay.
And they talk specifically about Google. Since you mentioned Google, it got me thinking mm-hmm. about this interview that Glenn Beck had with this fella. He talked about, I forget what he called it, but it was a something suggestive algorithm. And
okay.
this is where when you type into a search engine, you start typing into the search bar, and it'll start throwing out suggestions. And
yes.
the reasons this internet, what they say, now there's a couple different things here. What they say is part of the reason for this is they're trying to redirect your thought process by suggesting to you things that you may not have originally started looking for, but they're going to try to redirect your thoughts by suggesting things. It's kind of like a distraction, if you will.
Yeah,
and like politics.
Yeah, that's exactly
yeah,
what
it
is.
About the same
that's
way.
Exactly what
but
it is.
They went on mm-hmm. to talk about how by simply using this suggestive algorithm, they are literally able to take a... They just used a 50-50 division as an example. 54-50 against. By doing this, using this particular search algorithm, they have mm-hmm. literally found that they can create a 10-90 split, and the 90 is in favor of their suggestive algorithm. In other words, you may start out thinking ABC, but by the time their algorithm gets done with you, you're thinking XYZ.
Mm.
And they use
well,
this
I got a lot of emails from people who were complaining back during 2016 during the campaign, and they would go to Google and they would start they would want to search for the articles on the crimes of the Clintons, and they would start typing Hillary, and immediately the suggestive algorithm would have Hillary's campaign headquarters, and you know Hillary's done this that's great, and Hillary's done that that's great, trying to basically lure people away from following their own line of inquiry.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they do. And they said that this is such an effective tool come election time that they actually count on Google's algorithms to help direct the voter mind. Now, that's pretty scary.
Yes. That is very scary.
You're right. Absolutely.
So this is what people need to keep in mind. And it doesn't matter if you're using Gmail, if you're using Google Chrome, even if you're using Firefox, you're still tied in with Google and Microsoft. Mm-hmm. Is, wow. however, a really nice browser I found. It's called Waterfox.
Okay.
All right, we'll have to take a look at it, but right now we have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of this Powhana Friday. And Claire, next story, please.
Yes, and I want to let our readers and listeners know where this is from. This is from Press TV, which is an English language outlet for Iranian news. Now, What Zarif is saying is that Trump's anti-Iran policy is proving that the U.S. influence is absolutely in decline. And he sort of said this tongue-in-cheek with a little bit of a Cheshire cat grin on his face. He made the statement today that Iran has the lowest defense spending in the Middle East, but is still the strongest country in the region, maybe second to Israel, while the U.S., with the highest military budget in the world, is unable to stop Iran's growth, which shows that the U.S.'s power and influence is waning. And, it's very strange. And what I think
No, it's not strange at all. We're seeing, you know, the U.S. Looks very impressive right now with all of its weaponry, but it's overextended.
Yeah.
We have something like 700 military bases around the world that are a hideous drain on our economy. We've been at war in multiple countries going back 17 years now.
Yep.
Longer than we were in World War I and World War II put together.
Yeah.
Stockpiles are drawn down. Equipment is worn out. People are tired. Nobody believes these wars are right, moral, or justified. And when you look at these stories about how India is moving closer to Russia and Russia and Syria are doing business together in their own currencies, you can see that the U.S. influence over the rest of the world is definitely declining.
Yeah.
And the U.S. government did it to themselves, and trying to blow up the world really isn't going to absolve them of that guilt.
No, definitely won't. And but it seems as though there is a mindset in D.C. that the only way to do something is through military violence, military action, when there are really a whole lot of other possible ways you could be approaching an issue.
Well, unfortunately, the U.S. government's attitude right now seems to be shoot first and ask questions later.
Yeah.
Or actually, it's tell a lie, then shoot, then ask questions later.
Right, right. There was another article that kind of tailed into this, and I believe it was from Tyler Durden. That would be Zero Hedge. The America Last Express hurtles on, Saudi Arabia, INF, and Ukraine. And they're talking about how candidate Trump's promise America first has seemed to crumble into little tiny bits and pieces. And
he had nothing to work with.
Yeah, absolutely. And any realistic notion of American national interest comes last after the priorities of, well, pretty much everyone else with a leverage in Washington.
Israel, big pharma, big oil. Big guns.
Yeah. And then he says something that's a killer line. Vladimir Putin's high five to crown pariah MBS at the G20 amid the fall outrage. Come on, does anyone think really that MBS was the only killer in that row?
Absolutely not. And
oh,
there's
heck.
The music, unfortunately.
All right.
We have run out of time.
Yes.
Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everyone you know, put it on hard copy, have a face-to-face conversation, bring back the art of the conversation.
Yes.
Okay. For one thing, you know, you won't wreck your neck constantly leaning over your electronic device here. So please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com and have a really good and safe weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.